The next patient is Kenneth Townsend. Last name is T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, Townsend. The first name is Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. This is a 76-year-old white male that has CKD stage 4 that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis related to a hypertension, hyperlipidemia, aging process. And remotely, he had a history of kidney stones that could give some degree of interstitial nephritis. Period. At the present time, the patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is 143, with a serum creatinine that is 2.6, which is lower than before, with a BUN of 33 and estimated GFR of 25. Calcium, CO2, chloride, sodium and potassium and with the normal limits. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is 290 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. This is much better compared to the prior determination 4 months ago when the GFR was just 20, is now 25. The patient has to enforce a low protein diet, a fluid restriction of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, a plant-based diet, period. In talking to the patient, there is a problem with the salt because he has been using a lot. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading is 141 over 97. The prescription says that he has to take a DIL-TSM 180 milligrams 2 times a day. He's taking just once a day. And obviously, the increase or the persistent intake of salt triggers the blood pressure elevation. He is not willing to give up. However, we gave suggestions like using red pepper flakes or cayenne pepper in order for him to get the taste without salt. Following number. The patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 6.7. Following number. The patient has a CO2 that is 23. Before he had a lower CO2 consistent with metabolic acidosis associated to the kidney disease, but he is better today. Following number, the patient has a irregular heartbeat that I think that is related to the atrial fibrillation. The patient has a history of a Watchman procedure. However, he has to go back to the cardiologist because of the irregularity of the heart rate. Following number BPH, that is without exacerbation. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease, taking famotidine. The following number, the patient has a history of reflux uropathy that is evaluated by a urologist. However, he is asymptomatic. The patient has lost 80 pounds, excuse me, 8 pounds, and the BMI is 21. Period. He is increasing the caloric intake. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.